Good evening and welcome to today's meeting of the Commonwealth Club of California. I am Jim Doyle, a member of the club's International Relations Forum and your chair for today. We also welcome our listening audience and we invite everyone to visit us online at commonwealthclub.org. And now it is my pleasure to introduce our distinguished speaker. Our speaker today is Florence Spanier. She's an artist of many talents in a wide variety of media, from ceramic, sculpture, bronze, casting, painting and watercolors, acrylic, pastels, and oils. She has studied at such colleges as UC Berkeley, College of San Mateo, College of Marin, and numerous workshops with prominent artists throughout the world. Florence travels the world extensively. She has sketched sites and faces of Europe, UK, Middle East, Asia, Africa, Central and South America, using her talents in many cases in lieu of a camera. Today, her topic on her travels is sleeping on ice, and she will be talking for 19 years. The Ice Hotel in Kiruna, Sweden, has attracted adventuresome people from all over the world, and this is a fairy tale experience with such things as a ride from the airport in a dog sleigh or reindeer sleigh. And every winter, the hotel and all its furniture, including the chandeliers, decorations, and drinking glasses, are newly sculpted of ice. Spanier, an artist and frequent visitor to the hotel, will recreate the experience for us today. So let's give a warm welcome to our speaker today, Florence Spanier.
Yeah, the first thing I'm going to do is tell you the history about the Ice Hotel, how it got started, because that's unique in itself. And to think that Sweden got a patent on the process because they did it 19 years ago. Probably in the 80s is when the idea formed. And at that time, there were some artists, sculptors from France and from Japan that went to Sweden because the Swedes had built a big 60 square millimeter igloo to house a big art show of ice sculptures. And one of the sculptors was French, Jeannot, am I saying it right? Dorit, I don't speak French. If it was Swedish, it would be easier. But anyway, they went up there, and some of their friends decided that they would try to sleep in this big igloo. They had their sleeping bags, and they had reindeer skin to lay down on the snow and the ice, and they did that. They raved about it in the morning, and so they just couldn't get over how comfortable they were. And it's true. I've been there. I know. So I want to go again, but I'll tell you why. It's that the Swedes now have contest with the sculptors of the world. They get about 200 applicants every year, and out of those they have 20 that they use. And each sculptor does a different room and a different theme, and that's what their competition is what if the Swedes like the theme that they have chosen that they'd like to do. So where is it? Where is the Ice Hotel? And you go to Kiruna, but then you have to go to Jugasjärvi, which is about 20 miles from there. But they've fixed it so you can go by dog sled. You can arrange on the internet to go with a reindeer sleigh, or you can take a taxi. Yeah. So I think they have city buses too, but they don't run all the time. So who'd want to do that anyway? When you go to a place like this and you want to see something different, you go all out, because this is an experience of a lifetime. It's like going to Alaska. Everybody in their life should take a trip to Alaska. So everybody should take a trip to the Ice Hotel. But I'm not an agent, so I'm not getting paid for this. So the thing to do is you go to another agent to check out what you want to do. But here's the Arctic Circle. So you know that this is pretty cold up in here. They have the midnight sun, but after December, once a week they get one more hour of daylight. So by the time March and April, it's pretty light. Maybe it gets dark at 4 in the afternoon. That isn't bad if it's light during the day. And then, two, the sun is white on the snow, so you get a lot of reflection from that. So here, this is Karina, and over here is Yugoslavia, and the ice is from the Torna River that goes over into Norway, but it comes across here, and then it's on the border of Finland and Sweden down to the Baltic Sea. So Finland is on one side and Sweden on the other, but they claim that that's the purest water in the world, and that's why they actually ship their glasses in ice to the bars all over where they have them all over the world, in Japan, Copenhagen, and in England, and in Stockholm. They will have duplicates of their glasses in ice that they ship there that are made actually up there at the ice hotel. So this is a copy. This is what you drink your drinks out of. And it's not cold. It's ice, sure, but your hands don't stick to it like they do here. I don't understand it. That's another phenomenon that I just don't understand. How come I can hold that glass and I can drink out of it and my lips don't stick to it either? You can drink your glass. You can drink your drink out of this glass that's made out of ice. It's great. So now I should tell you how they started it. When they made a big form out of metal, and they have things to hold it up, and they spray that with the snice, they call it, snow, the mixture of snow and ice, so it gets solid. Then they keep doing that. They take the form away, make another one, until they have enough so that they make their whole, okay, they'll make their whole ice hotel like this. I can say it's going, I'm ignoring this for a moment. So all these rooms will be in here. But this is the opening, and they'll have the door covered with the reindeer skins. And this part they'll do in ice, clear ice, so that the light comes through. Otherwise, it's dark in there. So any place where they need light, they just use the clear ice for a window, but there's nothing open in there. So even in a, okay, when you do, so actually, yeah, when they have, yeah, here it is. And it kind of sinks in. Whoa. And so, wow. And then the restroom, you'll ask about the restroom. Where do they go? Okay. They have a regular wooden building that they have that's there all year round for the ladies' room. And they put a door into the ice hotel so you don't have to go outside. If you have to go in the middle of the night, they have little tiny lights down the hall so that you can follow the lights and go to the bathroom. So you don't realize it, that running water, you know, warm water too. So you're okay. So the first time that I went there, I was in Stockholm with a friend, and we made arrangements by telephone to go up there. And we flew up and then took a taxi cheap, tut-tut. Anyway, we took a taxi to the ice hotel and went to their lobby where you check in. And the first thing they do is put a pin on you to know that you are staying all night. Because if you're not, they're going to sell you a ticket to go through the ice hotel, because it's like a museum. With, you can imagine, 20 different sculptors doing all this artwork, and they're going to show it there like a museum. So it's wherever you go, there's some ice sculpture down the hall in the lobby. All the furniture is carved out of ice. So, and even the chandelier. Oh, I should show you the chandelier. They'll have a big chandelier, and it's like crystal. You can imagine, instead of crystal, it being ice. And they have the little lights going around, and all of these will be lit up. There'll be about three like that. And then they'll have the drops. Yeah, it's fantastic. When you see that, it's unbelievable. You can't. You think that's not ice, but it is. It is. Everything is ice. And you can't see the wires. They very cleverly get in through there. Very small, but they're low voltage so that it doesn't melt the ice. Pardon? Yeah. Aha. Ha. LED lights. Okay. Okay. Now, we'll take after they put the pin on it, so we take a tour through the place. And of course, the first thing we saw was that, like, the chandelier in the lobby. So then, we want to see the chapels. You can get married there. So you actually can, because the chapel is another big thing, and they had the windows cut out for the cross so that the light will come through. And then they have the baptismal in ice. Can you imagine a baby being baptized with ice water? Maybe they bring warm water in for the... I didn't ask. That's another question. So, wow. But the pulpit but the benches are just solid. They don't have backs on them. But they put reindeer skin on all the benches so you can sit down. You can sit down any place in the ice hotel because the reindeer skins are on them. And the reindeer skins are so dense and thick, you can't get your finger down through the leather, through the fur to the skin because it's so dense. So it's a good insulation. Okay. This is a, how primitive can I get? Anyway, I think it tells the story. But then when you go inside there, too, and you see some of the ceilings, they will actually sculpture. Oh, I'm sorry. I better use the mic. Thank you. They'll do big designs in the ceilings of the different rooms. Well, especially in the chapel. If you can imagine this embossed in such a way. There's pictures in the internet. If you go on the internet and go to icehotel.com, you can see the different designs they've used since 2005, 2006, 2007, and some of the pictures are hard to distinguish to what they are because it's ice and snow. Okay.
Hi, Flo. How do you not slip on ice when you walk around in there?
Well, you do walk carefully. but because it isn't all slippery, some of it is a little rough. So, but you do watch it. So, if you do see a slippery place, that you watch what you're doing. Yeah, it could be slippery. But they say that even people with a handicap people can go. They have ramps for the wheelchair, but you have to make sure that you've got somebody that's going to handle it properly, and they won't slip. It's another way of looking at it. But some of the designs that they use, one of the rooms, in the first trip I had there, they had they carved a whole bathroom, the bathtub, and the toilet and the sink. You think, my goodness, they put a ribbon. I'm sorry,
We are.
Yeah.
When you take a shower, do you feel cold?
Oh,
no. Or do you feel like if you have heater or something, how can you walk around with such a cold environment?
Well, you're not in the host hotel when you take the shower. You go across to the other building across the road where they have the sauna and the showers and the smorgasbord for your breakfast. And there's a restaurant in that building as well. And when we went the second time, we made our reservation before we left home for the at the restaurant. So we could eat when we wanted to. We didn't have to wait and take chances. So it's the internet's wonderful. You can do so much with it. Yeah, there's so when if you think you're cold, they have clothing available for a parka or boots if you need it. So you don't have to worry about that either. If you didn't bring enough clothes with you to be warm, they have it. So that takes care of the that part of it. So let's see now. We had our dinner and met some people. When we went into the bar the first time, the bar was arranged differently. It had booths. It had big booths with the benches inside, you know, and well, people could sit on each side with the table in the middle and, you know, covered with the skins. And here there's people in there. And they had a Norwegian flag hanging up here. And I thought, what are they doing with the Norwegian flag in the bar? Here they had the bar was against the wall, and they had stools there so you could sit in front of them with the skins on. So I, out of curiosity, I went over and I asked them if they were from Norway. Of course they were. And they said they had just gotten married in the chapel, and I should have been there 15 minutes sooner, and I could have witnessed their marriage in the chapel. Well, so anytime if you go, you see everybody's friendly, and if you happen to bump into somebody getting married, you'll be invited. So that's whoa.
Norwegian flag is because they were Norwegian.
Yeah. They were just identifying themselves there for fun. Yeah, just for fun. Everybody's doing things for fun and celebrating. So there also was a smoking room, I was surprised, at the first time I was there. But they didn't have any sculptures in it. It just smelled like stale tobacco. Yeah, okay.
When you drink your drink, does it have ice in it? No, like your ice water, or
no,
it just naturally stays cold.
Yeah, it's your glass itself is the ice. Yeah, so kind of strong that way. Yeah, yeah. So was there?
So there's no kitchen or a restaurant in the ice hotel. Basically, all that is located in a separate location.
That's all located in the building across the road.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they encourage you to get up in the morning at 7 o'clock. They'll come in with their parka on, and they look like a big Eskimo, with a tray of lingonberry juice, hot lingonberry juice, to give you. And they want you to get out of there, because not only will the hotel begin to melt with the body heat, the visitors come through at 10 o'clock in the morning. So they don't want you in the rooms when they can explore the whole hotel and go through the whole thing. So that's why. Somebody else? Anybody else? Let's see. So. You pay more for the rooms that have sculptures in them. It's a rate that's like. One of them this year was full of mushrooms. I just talked to Sweden today. The gal was there 2 weeks ago, and I said, "What is unique about what rooms did you think were most unusual this year?" And she said, "The mushroom room. They had huge mushrooms, big ones and little ones, all around the floor." And here I've got a grandson. That's his business. He's sitting in the back there, and he's grinning like everything. Of course, but can you imagine your bed laying right in the middle of this room with mushrooms on the wall and the floor all around. But because when they do these sculptures, the room could be like this, and they'll have there's one room that's full of balls. And you won't see this next time because the sculpture will want to do something else. And then there was one, when Heidi and I went, there was one that had like bamboo. If you remember that one. And we took pictures, a lot of bamboo. And we took pictures of each other looking at, peeking out from the back of the bamboo. But then there was the one of, the Tutankhamun from Egypt. And that was amazing. It's just amazing to see all this sculpture that you see there, all in ice and so well done, because they are the best in their country, really. There's from Australia, from New Zealand. These artists come from England, from France, Germany, Bulgaria, Lithuania, Norway, England, even the United States. So they're well represented, but it's so much fun to really see that. And then to sleep on the bed that has the reindeer skin on it, after we get oriented in the place, well, they'll show us where we can get our sleep, pick up our sleeping bag, and it's quite long. And it has a hood on it, and they have a pillow for you. And when you go in, the ice floor is, you don't want to get undressed standing on that ice floor, so you get in your sleeping bag and you undress in there, because they say don't sleep with your clothes on. Don't sleep with your clothes on. If you start to sweat, that will freeze. And the same thing, then you'll be cold. And then same thing with the hood. Don't cover your head completely with the hood, because your breath will condensate and you'll get ice and you'll be cold. So I was not cold. But the first time I was there, I had my clothes carefully at the bottom of the sleeping bag because it was so long, plenty of room for it, my shoes and everything. I didn't have to put it on the floor. But in the morning, they were so cold, I had to put on those cold clothes, and that didn't feel very good. So I learned the next time when Heidi and I went, we put our clothes underneath us and slept on top of our clothes. So when we, in the morning, we had warm clothes to put on. So we weren't, we felt so smug. Yeah. And then we got up, and we had our juice, and went across the road to have our sauna and our breakfast. And the fellas have another sauna someplace else they go to. And okay.
Do they only let you stay one night, or can you stay multiple nights?
Well, you could, but usually people stay just one night. They do have wooden cabins that people can go to, but people figure that after they've seen it once, that's enough. Yeah.
Let's see. I have two questions. Uh-huh. One of which, we have some friends that were there in December, and they mentioned that there's a theater, and that they were not performing in the theater yet while they were there. So my question is, did you see the theater, and what type of performances do they have in the theater? My second question was about all these reindeer skin. It sounds like there must be a massive slaughter of reindeer someplace. How do they manage to get so much reindeer skin to keep this place going?
Well, there's herds of them, multiple herds of them. And the Sami, the native people up there, that's their livelihood. And they do eat them, and of course the skins are, I guess they can use those skins for years and years and years. They don't seem to wear out very fast. So that's good. But, and then the other question was the theater. Well, we went, the theater that's in the ice hotel showed a continuous movies or slides of the building of the ice hotel when we were there. Yeah, it wasn't a performing. So that might be something that they've added since. Because they're always they're so innovative to make things new. It's a marvelous. You're proud. You're a Swede. Just think of all the things that they can do. Boy, maybe it'll rub off on me. You think?
Okay. At this time, we'd like to remind our listening audience that this is a program with the Commonwealth Club of California. You are listening to Sleeping on Ice with Florence Spanier.
Oh, excuse me, I didn't realize that. Okay. we have. So, okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
You may want to clarify that. when you go to visit, you're only really in your room to sleep.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you do while you're waiting to enter your room at the nighttime? Because there are people wandering around looking at all of the rooms, and you don't actually have that privacy until it's time to sleep and wake up.
Yeah.
What are some of the other things that you do?
Well, we have the building where they have the lockers where you keep all your valuables, so that you don't keep anything in the room at all because it's open to everybody. That there's just a curtain over the doorway because they can't put a door on the igloo, so it's exciting to think of. When I was a little girl, I thought of an igloo as being shaped like this. Let's see, this is the igloo that I grew up with, thinking that this was an igloo, and you can relate to that. You know, that's what, maybe they had a hole in the top, I don't know, but to think that one day I would actually sleep in an igloo was fascinating to me, because as a little girl I used to think, how do they do that? I understand that some of the soldiers in Sweden, part of their training is to get along up in the snow and build themselves a small little igloo to protect themselves from the weather and that terrain, that type of atmosphere. You need protection, and you don't necessarily need to carry a tent with you when you have the capabilities of building a little igloo like this to protect yourself from the elements. So that was my excitement when I thought that, really? You can really stay in a hotel.
Is this hotel in the summer all year long?
Oh, it melts and down into the river. It melts and go down to the river. Then they have to build it again in November. But in March and April, they start harvesting the ice from the river before it's entirely gone, to save it, because it's so pure, for the artists to use the next year. They put it in a storage, ice storage place for them. Great big blocks of ice. So when they come in November, they're all ready to start to do their artwork with the ice. Okay.
Are these just ice sculpture artists, or do you get like recognized sculptors that maybe aren't usually working in ice? Do you get recognized artists or
sculptors?
Well,
the artists that they use do both. When you read the resume they've got on the internet, when you look at theicehotel.com, you can see that it mentions the different artists and what they do, what their experience is. And some of them have never really worked in that weather up there before. There's somebody, Jim, in back of you. There's in back of you. Okay.
How far ahead do you have to decide you're going to stay at the Ice Hotel? And how difficult is it to get in if you...
Okay, that's a good question. You do have to make your reservations far in advance. We had a time getting a place. Heidi and I put ourselves on a waiting list. And when we were on the waiting list, we had a very expensive room reserved. And we thought, I don't know. This is a one-time, lifetime thing. Okay, we'll do it, but put us on a waiting list for if a cheaper one comes up, so we could still make it. We weren't all that gung-ho, because we knew we could see everything. And then this friend of mine who just I talked to, who was there 2 weeks ago, said, I asked her where she stayed. She didn't stay in the ice hotel at all, but she did go through it. But she stayed in a youth hostel in Kiruna. So young people can experience this as well without going to all that expense.
Are there stairs made of ice that you climb within the hotel? And do you know approximately what the temperature is if you're just walking outside your room?
Well, they say it never gets below -5 centigrade.
and
there's no stairs. There's no stairs.
One other question: do you know how they clean the reindeer skins, or do they clean them daily?
Well, yeah, that's a good question that I didn't think to ask them. I'll have to get back on the phone in the middle of the night. The only time you can call them is between midnight and 6 in the morning,
So if you can't sleep at 2:30 in the morning, you're awake. You might as well get up and call Sweden. Yeah. See? So it works. It doesn't cost so much anymore like it used to. Jim, here. No. Oh, maybe I can. Right.
A cheaper room. What is a cheaper room there?
Well,
I mean, what are we talking about? Expensive?
Well, you're talking. Well, let's see. Here I go. That's in crowns or Swedish money, and that's in Swedish money. Well, I couldn't tell you how much it cost. Actually, I just say it's cheaper than the other ones because I'm not the agent. I'm not trying to sell you this. I'm really trying to get you to experience the trip to the ICE Hotel. But if you really want to go, you can go the cheapest that they have to offer, and I can't tell you what that is now because it changes every year, and it's been a couple of years since I was there, so I should have asked. Well, she didn't stay, so I couldn't ask her, the one that was just there 2 weeks ago. So, boy, how are we doing here? Oh, I should tell you about the side trips that you can take that are a part of the ICE Hotel, but I didn't know existed at the time. You can take 2-day trips with the dog sled, or 4-day trips, or 6-day trips, 8-day trips, staying overnight in a camp and observe how the moose live, just the wilderness. During that time, you can go fishing with the hole in the lake or the river, experience that, or they have hunting trips and hunting classes for people that don't know how to hunt, and they hunt the ptarmigan and the grouse, and the guide will go right with them. They'll get their license and they'll do everything with them. And also, you can practice driving your car on the ice. They have a Saab for that. And there's other things you can do. Cross-country skiing and snow shoes to go out and experience the wilderness.
What would be the best month to go? What's the prime time?
Well, they open up. Okay, I'll tell you when they open up in December on the 10th, and they have a few rooms open then, but they don't have it complete. 2 days later, they have the bar open. Then before Christmas, they'll have the cathedral and the big other opening. I went in April both times, but now I think it doesn't matter. One of the rooms were starting to drip already in April, because in May it starts, they don't rent any rooms anymore in May. So right now you could go now. It's February, and it's light until about 4 o'clock, they tell me, because I talked to them this morning. And, I couldn't sleep, so I called.
Flo, can you tell us about dining experiences there? What sort of,
gourmet food. Yeah, Heidi and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And if you want to really get fancy, you can order some of your salads on plates that are made out of ice. So you could really get the feeling. And there was reindeer on the menu, and bear, and fish, of course.
Okay, so what do you wear? Do you wear fancy clothes, or do you have to wear like Eskimo clothes?
No, well, you layer. You bring enough clothes so that you'll be warm enough, and then so that when you leave, you can peel it and not wear so much. You know, it's just like any time that you're traveling in this country, even, you'll want to do that. Have it layered, and you can wear all of it if you feel you need to. But there, they do have the parkas and the boots to loan you while you're there if you feel you're not warm enough, if you haven't brought enough layers to put on. But they do recommend the thermal underwear to wear. And you can buy it there, too, if you want. They have a gift shop, of course. Which hotel doesn't have a gift shop this day? Okay.
Do they have a doctor at the hotel?
Pardon?
a doctor? Do they have a doctor at the hotel?
Well, we didn't need one. So I didn't ask, you know. Well, there's plenty. You're near Rakirana, and I'm sure that they have facilities there for that. Yeah, I'm sure they do. And
so I had two things. How far away is it an international airport that's nearby?
Well, let's see. You can fly to yeah. Stockholm. The international. I don't believe the other cities fly internationally. I think you have to go to Stockholm.
And then, would you recommend? Because I'm just thinking, I'm trying to plan a trip.
Oh,
now I want to go there.
Yeah.
So it sounds really fascinating. So.
Well, it is. You know, you don't have to go to Stockholm either. You can leave and go nonstop from London.
London. Okay.
To Kiruna.
Wow.
And you can also from Amsterdam. So if you have frequent flyer tickets to those places, then go. Yeah. Hey.
Cool. Good. And then my other thing was I think there's I looked online, there was a room available for this weekend.
Oh.
It was $450, but I didn't know if that was a good deal or not. So yeah, I mean, wow. Obviously, yeah. Well, so I, you know, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember what we paid even, because I chalked it up as a wonderful experience, and I figured I didn't need to remember how much it cost. But yeah, Heidi was saying it's worth it. She figured it was about $300 for the room. You may have had some sculptures in your room. Yeah, yeah. But I think that the more you pay, the more the fancier the room is. Yeah.
So there's more sculptures if the higher rates are for the rooms.
More sculptures. Yes. Right. Yeah. And some of them are fantastic. You feel like you're in a fairyland of flowers or. To wake up to see that must be a feeling. We just woke up to the snow walls, but.
Do the artists ever stay around long enough to sort of talk about some of the sculptures?
Well, I think they do earlier on, but whether they're still there, some of them have been doing it for several years. They're active and they work there. There's, yeah, and the fellow that designs it all, he's there all the time, but. So actually, I didn't meet any of the sculptors. Next time, I'm going to have to make sure that I do that. Yeah.
How many rooms are there in the hotel in terms of sleeping rooms?
Oh, 75.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned that you were very comfortable during the night, so that yeah. ice bed is okay yeah. with the reindeer skin on it?
Yeah.
Your breath.
Yeah, it really is. It's amazing. You can't believe it. You think, gee, I really am. No. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. Is the ice sculptures, are they all clear ice, or are they allowed to use color? Is everything just clear or opaque yeah. ice just with that?
Yeah, they don't put any color in their ice sculptures there in Sweden, because I think that the water is pure and it's going to melt and go back into the river, and they don't want to contaminate it. I believe that's the reason why they do it that way. But it's so crystal. It sparkles. When you see all these sculptures that are sparkly, and because a little bit of light, well, it just makes it like a fairyland experience. It's wonderful.
Our friends that were there in December implied. Now you correct me if I'm wrong. They were there for a week. But they only spent one night in the ice hotel.
Uh-huh.
They implied there was kind of a wooden annex to the hotel. You were staying in the immediate vicinity of the hotel, but not in the more expensive rooms. They also implied that the staying there, at least their experience was that if you were staying in the hotel, it was between like $500 and $600 a night for the rooms in the ice hotel.
Wow.
But the annex was much less expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
And they said they also said that the rides in the what do you call it, the sleds, were the most enjoyable part of the whole thing. They
yeah.
just loved that aspect of the visit to that area.
Yeah, they have a funny little apparatus that you can slide down with. It's almost like what we'd call a walker, only it slides. You know, that you see the old people with a walker, only these are higher, and they're double, and you can slide right down the slope with the tours. And I should tell you also that Heidi and I went down to the river before we left, and they had dug opening in the river, and they had a little area there where they had a hot tub, and they had a sauna close by, but nobody was using the sauna, but there were three men in the hot tub. And so while Heidi and I watched, well, one of them got up and went over to jump into the river, and he was totally naked. And so we thought, whoa, I should have had my sketchbook. But but anyway, the other two men were from England. The nude fellow was a Swede. He was used to that. So, but the fellows, the other two that were from England, had shorts on, and I think that was a mistake because the poor fellows, they jumped into the ice water as well, but they didn't stay in very long. And when they got out, I think those cold, that their shorts were so cold on their skin, and see that nude fellow didn't have any clothes, anything to make him cold. So it worked out pretty good. Heidi was saying, hey, we used to do that sometime, huh?
They were charging.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I had a two-part question. The first part was, is the hotel pet-friendly? And then also, can you bring animals there?
I didn't see any there.
Probably not. Okay. And then the other part was, in the summertime?
In the summertime, it's empty, of course. I mean, it's all melted. But they do have activities in the summertime as well. Because before it was an ice hotel, that's what they had. That's all they had up there was summer activities for the river raft going down the rapids. And all of that stuff up there was very popular. And then now when this igloo was built, they thought, well, hey, they're missing the boat here. We can do something with this because the city would just go into hibernation and not do anything in the winter. So now they have a thing to do. And there's students in the university, I think in Uppsala, some of them studying I forgot exactly what they're studying, but they can go up there and do sculpture for the outdoors of the ice hotel. So they'll do walls and different entrances.
Are there trees around, or is it just?
Oh yeah, there's trees. Oh yeah, so the forest tundra. Nearby. Yeah,
it's tundra habitat. Though.
Yeah, it isn't above the tundra. On my map of Norway and Sweden that I had here, way up in that part, there's no trees. Because I've been up there as well, and it's kind of strange to drive through an area with no trees at all. And yeah, that way up there in Verdu and which is way up at the tippy part, and they can look over to Russia on the other side. They could across the water they can see Russia. yeah. So, okay.
How is the hotel run at night? Is there someone actually on site? Do they give you flashlights? What if you need to, as you mentioned, get up during the middle of the night?
Well, I'm sure they do. If I didn't need that, so I didn't ask for it. But they're there in that office. They're very helpful and very friendly, and they all speak English very well. They started learning when they were 7 years old, and they're so fluent, it's unbelievable. But you'll meet other people from all over the world because when you're in the restaurant, you'll hear other languages being spoken, and they're there because of the curiosity of it and being able to actually sleep in it. Now, there's other ice hotels in Japan and in Canada. And Montreal outside, well, not Montreal, Quebec City. Yeah. And I try to check into that, but I don't know whether they have any rooms really to rent out like they do in Sweden. It's quite a nice, fun thing to do. Anybody ready to go? Yeah. Yeah.
The town of Kiruna possibly being moved?
Yes, there. If you've
The town of Corona, which is where the closest major town is being moved.
Yeah, there's the world's largest iron. Thingamajig, the largest mine in the world for iron is in Sweden in that area. And now it's gone so deep that they're not going to close it down because they still have a lot more iron. There's no need to quit now, but it's doing danger to the city. It's beginning to sink a little. I believe they're going down a couple of kilometers underground for the iron mine, and they are moving the city 2.5 miles. And I called this morning to find out if that would affect the ice hotel. Because I couldn't get any other information any other way, and she said, "No, that doesn't affect that. That's over on the other side. They'll be moving the city over in the other direction." But the thing that's kind of hard is for the native people, the Samis, who have the reindeer and guide their reindeer across the three countries from Norway and Sweden and Finland and Russia. Going back and forth with their herds of reindeer are being, it's right in their path where they want to move the city. So they have to take that in consideration and do some more planning. So it isn't really, they've got things going to do it, and the iron mine is paying for the expenses. So it'll be done. They must be making a lot of money to move a whole city, but that's coming up. Well, let's see. Yeah, now that's a good question that I can't answer. Looks like I'm going to have to get back on the internet and check things out. Okay. It's a small, they say it's a small.
I would say it's about 20,000.
About 20,000?
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to guess. I don't know. I wouldn't, for myself, I didn't think it was that large. But, hey, I live in Rossmore, and there's 10,000 there. So, you know, that's, you don't think about that. How, that's big, too. So, okay. How am I, oh, do you, okay.
Has global warming had an effect on the operation of this hotel?
Well, it's surprising that you would say that. They are concerned with that there as well. They call it, what is it, CO2 something, and they want to work it out so that they aren't using as much electricity, and I don't know all the details of that, but you can find that on the internet as well, at the icehotel .com. Yeah.
So when you took your trip, how long did you go for, and what other places did you visit?
Well, I went back to Stockholm, where I have friends and relatives in Linköping and friends in Stockholm itself. First time I was in Vaxholm, and then I've been there several times, and so from the time these different places I've been weren't necessarily the same time I went to the ice hotel, so. I do it at different things at different times. But Stockholm is a wonderful place to visit with so many activities going on there all the time. And it's 25,000 or 2,500 islands. And different suburbs are on an island. And that's where the ABBA have an island in the middle of there, some place to do their music all by themselves. They can be as loud as they want. They don't have to, well, they did. While they were active, they had their own island. The ABBA? Yeah.
Is that part of Sweden?
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Oh, yeah. Stockholm? Yeah.
I'm from the U.S., that's why I don't know geography.
So, oh, yeah, Stockholm is the capital. I didn't hear what you said. Okay. So... we're doing pretty good there.
Do they have any poverty there?
Pardon?
Poverty.
No, there. No, you don't see much poverty there because it's a socialist type government, and the government takes care of everybody. But the income tax is over 50%, so you know that people are paying for it. But they have a lot of foreigners that are coming there as well from other countries. There's a lot of Indians there. In fact, I met a Indian, a doctor, who felt that she was an obstetrician, that the way things are going with the Indians coming in and having so many babies, they'll soon be out-populate the natural Swedes. So that's, I've heard that. So a lot of tourists, they like the socialist government and being the education is being paid for. And the children, I believe, get the allowance from the government as well. So the parents don't even have to give them an allowance. And they can have a vacation in different places with the cost of the government. The cost of the people, I should say. Yeah. With that much tax. We think we pay a lot of tax, but we don't. Not compared to that. But the medical situation, they have to wait. Wait for their medical treatment, just like they do in England and Australia and New Zealand. The social medical process is not so good. Any place in the world, I know. My son lives in New Zealand, and his father-in-law had both knees needed to be operated on. He had to wait so long. He finally got one operated on, but he died before they got the other one. So I don't recommend social medicine.
I know she brought some pictures. Are we going to be able to take a look at these at the end of the show?
Yeah, at the end here, I have some photographs of actually the pond there where the fellow jumped in the water. And then when I was there the first time, there was photographs taken of a girl and a fellow on some ice chairs with their bathing suit on. Yeah, so, yeah, it's pretty neat. But they wouldn't let me use a flash, so that's why it's so dark in there. But some of the others are, you're welcome to see these. Oh, another thing, they give you a diploma. You get a diploma, isn't that, to show that you actually slept on the ice beds there in the ice hotel. Well, I think it's kind of hard. It'd be better if I just have them here so you could see them.
Well, the dark ones on the bottom.
Yeah.
Where is that compared to the ones on the side that are lighter?
Well, this is in the hallway where I was trying to get pictures, and professional photographers wouldn't let me use a flash. Yeah, well, it was in down one of the halls. It wasn't, you know. The end of one of the halls. And at the end were so light, that was ice, clear ice windows. No, so the light came through. And like here, this is where you see the light. That's where the light comes through the clear ice.
So do you know what is the difference? How do they make the clear ice versus, is it just a mixture of snow that keeps it solid and then...
Yeah, well, the snow is mixed with ice.
Okay.
And it's... And the ice itself is clear, is naturally clear from the river. But they mix the other because it seems to be stronger than just sun, ice, snow by itself. So if they mix it with ice and then it solidifies solid, it lasts longer.
Is any of the ice applied just applied as water, or is it all just brought in as... It's brought in other words, is it applied as water and then frozen, or is it always just ice that's carved?
Well, wait a minute.
In other words, like the windows, I mean, it's not like a treatment where they don't pour. It's all just solid ice.
Solid chunks of ice. Solid blocks of ice that they bring in. Here you can see a little bit of where it's shiny, you can see that's the clear ice. Now, these pillars were clear ice here. And here she's sitting down at the end. And sometimes some of those sculptors are so clever, they'll have those in blocks, and then they'll dig inside and put something inside it and then put them together, and it makes a It makes a fantastic display. It looks like it's got bubbles in there or something. You wonder how they do that. And this year, she told me, besides the mushroom room, they had reindeer with the horns, the carving of the whole bodies in the thing. So if anybody goes, you can check that out and let me know how which room they put those in. Because you can still go up until, the end of April. Phone up and see what's available.
We've reached the point in the program, unfortunately, that we have time for one last question. So if anyone has a question they want to ask, now is the time. Okay.
Did you have a lot of luggage with you, or how did that work?
Well, yeah. Well, I go as light as I can always, but so you don't take a lot of luggage with you. You have a locker for all your things, so you don't have to worry about that at all. And you don't have to bring an awful lot because they will furnish the parka and the boots, so that part's fine. And you can walk down the road, way down the maybe a couple of city blocks. There's an old church, an old antique wooden church that's nice to go look through and see. And some wooden carvings they have on the road. It's an interesting place. Okay.
All right. Our thanks to our speaker, Florence Spanier. Her topic tonight was sleeping on ice, and we appreciate her comments here today. We'd also like to thank our audience here, as well as those listening to the recording, and now this meeting of the Commonwealth Club, commemorating the 106th year of enlightened discussion, is adjourned. Wow.